Director Chin, talk to me about complaints that have been received by the department on herbicide injury.
Sure. So we've received 37 complaints to date of alleged dicamba or 2,4-D problems. My staff's busy working those. The majority of those complaints have come from the Boot Hill area. So our staff are down there actively doing those investigations, gathering the information. We are still cautiously optimistic, though, because we had over 2,500 farmers and applicators go through the dicamba training this year, and we issued 500 new commercial applicator licenses as well. So we feel like we've prepared applicators and farmers to be able to do a better job this growing season, and we still feel like we're going to have a successful year.
Tell me what happens when a complaint is received.
So when a complaint is received, we assign it to an investigator, and they go out and they talk to the complainant. Depending on how many alleged applicators are in that area, each alleged applicator is an additional investigation of its own. So there are a lot of man hours that go into that, collecting information and samples to find out what's actually happening. Sometimes it appears to be drift, and then other times, you know, it might be something that was an error on the landowner themselves. So we ask a lot of questions. We put a lot of time in it to make sure we get it right, so we're not accusing people wrongly.